Faith, Hope, and Love Songs. I'm Kim Carson on the air with, well, he's a motivational speaker for sure. He is definitely an author, and he's also the pastor of Mars Hill Bible Church right here in Granville, Michigan. It's Rob Bell. Hey, Rob, I wanted to ask you a question. You know, so many people think that, and I know because I've talked to them, that, you know, once you become a Christian, that your life is supposed to just be a piece of cake. You're going to be able to coast through it. God's going to remove all those obstacles for you. So is that really how it works?
Nope.
Where'd they get that? Where do people get that?
Well, I think that everybody wants the pill or the magic bullet or the, everybody wants a free pass. But the things that shape us, the things that create in us a particular kind of character, patience, creativity, loyalty, fidelity, a sort of peaceful calm in the midst of storms, the things that really shape us are generally quite difficult. I mean, sculpture is about cutting and tearing and ripping things off of something to get at the pure essence of the sculpture in it. So we have lots of metaphors for how it works. But that, no, suffering, and this is, for me, one of the compelling things about the Christian story is that it doesn't avoid suffering and it doesn't glorify suffering. It simply argues for a God who is capable of using suffering redemptively, which is a big word. But at the center of the Christian story is this insistence that suffering can be redemptive, that it's not a waste, that there is another economy than the one that we all know about, which is if something goes badly, it was a waste, it was a failure, I kind of push it away. That was a year, that was 2 months, that was a marriage, that was a business, and when it fell apart and when it divorced or whatever, then it was a loss. But at the center of the Christian story is this idea of suffering being redemptive, that in that pain, it can be used and turned around for something good.
And I think one of the most difficult things is so many times you just can't see it until you're through it. You know, it's like hindsight is always 20/20. You're listening to Faith, Hope, and Love Songs.